Independence Movement, Black Radicals, and other groups that will go unnamed. I'm in the Mideastern section, which is the biggest group and maybe the most important. Though, to be honest, I don't know much about Mideastern terrorists, but I was supposed to be learning on the job. I was a homicide detective, one of New York's finest, if I do say so. A year ago this month, I was playing Dodge the Bullets with two Hispanic gentlemen up on West 102nd Street in what was probably a case of mistaken identity, or sport shooting, since there seemed to be no reason for the attempted whack. Life is funny sometimes. Anyway, the perps were still at large, though I had my eye out for them, as you might imagine. After my near-death experience and upon release from the hospital, I accepted my Uncle Harry's offer to stay at his summer house on Long Island to convalesce. While I was out there, I got involved with this double murder of a husband and wife, fell in love twice, almost got killed. Also, one of the women I fell in love with, Beth Penrose by name, is still sort of in my life. While all this was going on at Plum Island out on eastern Long Island, my divorce became final. And as if I wasn't already having a bad R&R at the beach, I wound up making the professional acquaintance of a schmuck on the double homicide case named Ted Nash of the Central Intelligence Agency, who I took a big dislike to, and who hated my guts in return, and who, lo and behold, was now part of my ATTF team. It's a small world, but not that small. And I don't believe in coincidence. There was also another guy involved with that case, George Foster, an FBI agent who was okay, but not my cup of tea either. In any case, it turns out that this double homicide was not a federal case, and Nash and Foster disappeared, only to reappear in my life about 4 weeks ago when I got assigned to this ATTF Mideastern team. But no sweat. I've put in for a transfer to the ATTF's Irish Republican Army section, which I will probably get. I don't have any real feelings about the IRA either way, but at least the IRA babes are easy to look at, the guys are more fun than your average Arab terrorist, and the Irish pubs are primo. I could do some real good in the anti-IRA section. Really. Anyway, after all this mess out on Long Island, I get offered this great choice of being hauled in front of the NYPD disciplinary board for moonlighting or whatever, or taking a 3/4 medical disability and going away. So I took the medical, but also negotiated a job at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in Manhattan, where I live. Before I got shot, I'd taught a class at John Jay as an adjunct professor. So I wasn't asking for much, and I got it. Starting in January, I was teaching two night classes at JJ and one day class, and I was getting bored out of my mind, so my ex-partner, Dom Finelli, knows about this special contract agent program with the feds, where they hire former law enforcement types to work with ATTF. I apply, I'm accepted, probably for all the wrong reasons, and here I am. The pay's good, the perks are okay, and the federal types are mostly schmucks. But the work seems interesting. The ATTF is a unique, and I may say elite group, despite the schmucks, that only exists in New York City and environs. It's made up mostly of NYPD detectives, who are great guys, FBI, and some quasi-civilian guys like me hired to round out the team, so to speak. Also, on some teams, when needed, are CIA prima donnas and also some DEA. Drug Enforcement Agency people who know their business and know about connections between the drug trade and the terrorist world. The reason the almighty feds decided to team up with the NYPD and form the ATTF, by the way, is that most FBI people are not from New York and don't know a pastrami sandwich from the Lexington Avenue subway. The CIA guys are a little slicker and talk about cafes in Prague and the night train to Istanbul and all that crap. But New York is not their favorite place to be. The NYPD has street smarts, and that's what you need to keep track of Abdul Salami Salami and Paddy O'Bad and Pedro Viva Puerto Rico and so on. When the ATTF can't steal active-duty NYPD people, they hire ex-NYPD like me. Despite my so-called disability, I'm armed, dangerous, and nasty. So, there it is.